Okay, I'd like to share with you some good news, Akula. I mentioned something last week as Svaras Atzmi, and I see it's in the Igros Moshe. Ramesha has the following shaila: a man who goes up to the country, and he must be at work Monday morning. So he can only come from Friday afternoon till Monday morning. And if she's going to count 5 and 7, the mikveh night comes out Monday night. And it's going to end up getting pushed off many days. So he's matir doing 4 and 7, if it's possible, if she can clear up, doing 4 and 7, based on the shlaw that we learned. He says the svar I mentioned last week. The shlaw said that if Yom Tov is Friday, and the Leil Mikveh is Friday night, so the preparations are going to be a day off from the Leil Tefillah, better count 4 and 7 and do it earlier. I mentioned he doesn't say push it a day later. So you see, if the choice is a day later or a day earlier, it's better a day earlier. And Ramesha says exactly that svar. I probably had seen it and I just forgot that I saw it. But Ramesha says to that you can be mekel if she could clear up after 4 days, to count 4 days in a Shiva Nikiyim rather than 5 and Shiva Nikiyim, just for that reason alone. So we have a marker for it. What? It's Chelik. It's Yerdei Chelik Dalad, page Kuf Tzadik Tes. There's a series of true in one long tshuva there, about 24 tshuvas to Reb Shimon Eider. On in Yarei Nida, on page Kuf Tzadik Tes, he has this. Sidritah, remember, the Sidritah was Mekel even if there was a beer the hours before, but just not Beir Mishmash. I think he mentions Sidritah. What? Okay, we perform the same schedule. Okay.
So they should name the kids Ruth. Ruth after, you know,
name the child Ruth. If it's a boy, they probably should not choose that name. All right, we're up to Simon Kuf Tzadik Zayin. Shaloi Titfoli Isha B'Yayin. There are two parts to Simon Kuf Tzadik Zayin, the Sif Aleph and Beis, which talks about Tefillah B'Shabbos, and then the end of the Sim, which talks about Tefillah B'Yayin. A Sif Aleph looks to be easy enough. Ein anida v'azava v'yeledes, oilais mitumasam b'lai tefillah. Anida, zava, yeledes, anatar, unless they go to the mikveh. Afilu acha kama shonim, chayiv koris aval achas mehen. Even after many years, she hasn't seen dam. If she didn't go to the mikveh the last time she was a nida, she remains a nida. Elim ke tovlu karoi b'makam erayi. Unless they did a proper tefillah and a proper mikveh, otherwise she remains a nida forever. What is the chiddush? Yeah, that's what he means. Hefsek tahara, counting 7. Even that, you're not tahara unless you also go to the mikveh. The question is, what's the chiddush? So it really is a tremendous chiddush, because if you look in the Chumash, it doesn't say anywhere in Chumash that a nida has to go to the mikveh. All it says is that she counts 7 days. It doesn't say a word about going to the mikveh. Where is it? Oh, here it is. The parsha, even of a zava. In Mitzayra, Tesvav Yates. Isha kisiya zava, dam yeh zayva mipsara. Shivas yamin tiya benidasa. Chal negeba yitmar erev. She's a nida for 7 days. Chal shetishka lo benidasa yitma. Chal sheteshev lo yitma. Chal negeba b'mishkav yichabiz begad of rochatz mamayim. B'tami ad arev. It says somebody who touches a mishkav hanida needs tevila b'mayim. Doesn't say about the nida. Chal negeba kliyash tefila yichshev mayim rochatz mamayim. But doesn't say a word that a zava or a nida needs. Actually, this parasha is not zava. This parasha is nida. Even though it says here zav dami, here zav b'sara, it's all about nida. The next good. 1 second. Isha ki yav zav dami yamir rabim b'leis nida. So then it talks about a zava. So it doesn't say beferish in the Torah that a nida goes to the mikvah. It says she counts 7 days. So he's saying to Kavu Chaimis, Tosfos in a number of places in Shas is bothered. He's not bothered by a shayla lahaloch if she has to go to mikvah. He's bothered what's the makar that she has to go. So what you're saying is Tosfos in Yuma, Dafayin Ches. Tosfos there says that it's a Kavu Chaimer. Mother, someone who touches a nida has to go to the mikveh to become tar. So certainly a nida herself has to go to the mikveh to become tar. What? Ain on shem minadin. One time is you can't give ain shem at least in des the minadin. There's another time. Tosis and Chagiga asks on Tosis and Yuma. You say it's a kavachayma from my God. It's not true. Someone who touches a nida, she's not also to a husband. She's tamei. Someone who's tamei magas nida, dine tumen tahara. There's no issue labayla. If the whole marker that you have to go to the mikveh, a nida has to go to the mikveh to lose a dine nida, is a kavuchaymer for maga nida, so then there's no marker for an issue labayla. That's Tesis kasha in Chagiga. And the what? There's a makar and paiskim for it. That we don't say Safik Tumer B'Shusarabim and Safik Tumer B'Shusayachid by Isur Labayla. Paiskim say, even though by Tumer Tahira we have the rule that Safik Tumer B'Shusarabim is Tar, B'Shusayachid is Tameh, we never find that in Hilchas Nida. So I don't think Chasinov says it, but I think there are others that say that Safek Tumma doesn't apply to Issa Isha Levayla. It's not to do with Tame. It's to do with to Din Issa. So the Tosfos and Chagiga has a different marker for it. He says the first Tosfos is Yuma and Ches. He says the Kavachayim from Magah. Tosfos and Chagiga says Dafir Aleph says that in Parshas Matos when it says you have to Tovel Kalim, it calls the water of the tefillah, it says, b'mei nida yischata. It calls it mikvah water, mei nida. So that means the water which a nida is tayvel, yischata, if the kelim become tahar. So Tosfos HaGiga says that's the makkah for it. Mei nida, paraduma is called mei nida. Obviously that pasuk is not talking about the paraduma, and I don't know what to do with the paraduma. The what? Maybe may nida is tumas maga nida. All right, I don't know how to dash him sukkim. What? There's a separate pasuk in the chumash for maga nida. Marabokim anilach. The third marker is Tosfos and Shabbos Yud Gimel. He says Vahadova binidasa. He says Hadova binidasa. No, I'm sorry. But Beizava also doesn't say Beferish, unless it says Beferish Beizava. He says Hadova binidasa. Zava is called a nida, and that Beizava does say Beferish, but I don't think it says Beferish. I'm saying it wrong. What? But Hadava Binidas is talking about a. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not sure. Tosfos this is a third reason. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchis Tumah V'Tahara, he says that when it says Barachat Zabamayim, once in the Torah, it's a reference to all, to Bnei Av, to all Tumas. It doesn't have to say by each Tumah. It says once Barachat Zabamayim, it's a Bnei Av to all Tumas. That's how the Rambam starts. If you look here in the Be'er HaGoyla, the beginning of Tzadik Zayin, he brings all of this in his few words. See the first Be'er HaGoyla, Lashon HaRambam, Perek Dalet, Mi'isurei Bia, Braisa Shabbos, Tav Samad Ab, Shem Rav Amram, Rav Haigoyin, Pirish, Lamanu Tfila Nidah Min HaTorah, B'Kal V'Chaim Mimaga. That's the first Shita. Kal V'Chaim Mimaga, Shema Negea, B'Mishkav Yeches B'Mayim. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, that's Tosfos in Chagiga, Shalamanu Mekli Midyan, Shnemer Sham, Ach B'Mei Nidah Yischata, the Shinam B'Saif, So it's the second makar. So what does he bring? He brings the first two things that I mentioned to you. The kavachay b'famaga and the meidi de yeschata. Okay. Lamaisa, it's not a shayla lamaisa. It's just interesting that it's not a davar mafurish b'kra. This whole din of tefilas of anida being tied. Now, there's one other hagdama in this inyan, and that is that there is a sugya in Mesechtas Nida Daf Lamed of tefilah b'zman a mitzvah, tefilah b'zman a lav mitzvah. In the lamdis of the Torah, when the Torah says count 7 days, and presumably it means go to the mikveh, there are two ways to understand. One man the armor of the Gemara is the Tanakhama or Yosi Rebbe Yehuda. Tanakhama says tefilah b'zman a mitzvah. Just like the Torah says, on a certain day you shake a lulav, Tosafot says on a certain day you go to the mikveh. And when the Torah is telling you, however it's telling you, to go to the mikveh, it's a halacha of tefillah b'zman a mitzvah that a person is tayvah. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda says no, tefillah is like shechting an animal. You want to eat the meat, you go to the mikveh. You want to touch taharis, you go to the mikveh. There's no mitzvah to be makbid on tefillah b'zman. It's a nafkamina. So there are two nafkaminas mentioned in the Gemara, one's the Bavli, one's the Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, in Mesechtas Bei, on Daf Yud Ches, it says if you hold tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, a woman could tevel even on Yom Kippur. Because it's a mitzvah to be tevel. So she could be tevel on Yom Kippur if it'll make her tar. They would tell me anyway, but at least if it'll make her tar, she could be tevel on Yom Kippur. Something we never heard of, that a woman should tevel on Yom Kippur.
We don't have
to. And even if she's not married.
We don't have to.
I'll explain in a minute if that's true. That's also a machlokes Rabbi Shimon. I'll read to you from the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippur, which might surprise you. He says, Tefreshut Gimel, Sifyut Beis, the Mechaber says, Bizman Azeh, Asur Li'isha Litfo B'yamikipurim, Afila Higiyaz Man Tefilasa B'yayim. Says b'zman hazeh, a woman's not going to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even if the zman tefillah comes on that day. So he's not explaining. Does he mean that we pass in tefillah b'zman a mitzvah? It sounds like it, because he's saying b'zman hazeh, also it's only Yom Kippur. Chab is saying that b'zman that tum and tahara were noyig, or whatever zman he's referencing. Once upon a time, it was mutter to be tevel on Yom Kippur. Just b'zman hazeh, whatever the b'zman hazeh is. That b'zman hazeh, a woman doesn't go to the mikveh even if it comes out the day of her tahara. Now look in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, in Hilchos Tisha B'av. There in Tufkuf Nundalat Sifches, the Machaber, I mean Shulchan Aruch, tefila shel mitzvah b'zmana muteris. On Tisha B'av it says tefila shel mitzvah b'zmana is muter. Avol b'zman hazeh ain't tefila b'zmana. Hilchach leititful bay b'chein agu. He's saying, see, it sounds like he's passing like this. Really, tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. He's passing like Tana Kama. Tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah. Just b'zmana zeh, he says in both places, tefillah b'zmana, b'zmana zeh is not a mitzvah. What changed b'zmana zeh? So there are two ways to understand. It could be b'zmana zeh that there's no taharis. That, Hilchos Yom Kippurim, it sounds like that. Or it could be that b'zman hazeh, since we're machmir, to be tayvel, like all filarays down tibes down kechardly, you need shivanikim. So that's why there's no tefillah b'zman. And the Mishnah Berura says the second shot. Mishnah Berura just says ratzalayim nago anashim leishot tibes down shivanikim dafka memele in a tefillah b'zmana lama titful and it's a sign of la yuchalakayim b'tishba.
So that's
what you say. It's really. So really, the women today should tevel the deraisa and remain asur labayla, and then do later. maybe it becomes zilzal.
Right,
so this is what the Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. It's funny because in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Mishnah Berurah says the other way. He says Dafke Heim Shal Yoyis Kim B'Taris Hayitzarf Litful Miyad Kadesh Lo Yitamu Ataris Hashet Fila In A Boil Atar LaBaylo Yecheli Lirkutz Falachiv Erev Yom Kippurim Fevis Mat Gam Mitzayim Kippurim Tzarch Fifa Samot Fila and she's Tevelas then. So it's a little funny that the Shulchan Aruch sounds like the halacha is Tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Just b'zman hazeh doesn't apply. What's b'zman hazeh? Because Tisha B'Av says we're not b'zmana anyway, because we don't have, we don't count 7 days on the Deraisa Dike Cheshvin. We count 7 days on the Drabban Dike Cheshvin. But here in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Mishnah Berurah brings the other reason, that it's because we're not tar anyway. We're not going to be tar anyhow. That reason will be enough gemina that even ideally, let's say a woman says, I want to be a kind of tefillah d'oraisa after 7 days, I would still be asur l'bailo because of the chumra. From what it says here in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, it wouldn't be so. Apparently not, because the Mechaber says, Bizman hazeh, they're not tayvel. It's clear from the Mechaber that Bizman that we were tahar and Bizman that we were knowing everything straight, that they were tayvel. That's really Gemara. So that's one nafkamina. That's Gemara in Be'i Yud Ches. There's the second nafkamina, Yerushalmi, which the Gerot Seich and Tzul here, that if you hold tefillah Bizman a mitzvah, then a Baal who arrives home, his wife was a Nida, and he arrives home unexpectedly, returns from a trip early. He's allowed to assume his wife is tar. You can go to her and assume she's tar. V'yotvila b'zman alav mitzvah, he has to ask her. He can't put her into a situation where she'll be embarrassed to say, I didn't get around to it, I didn't go to mikveh. V'yotvila b'zman a mitzvah, then even if he's not home, she's supposed to go to the mikveh. So then you could assume that she was tayvel. That's Yerushalmi's nafgamina. The obvious nafgamina is you should go to the mikveh bizmana, but these are sort of secondary nafgaminas if you hold tefillah bizmana mitzvah in the world of in the halacha lemaisa. Lemaisa, it's a machlekes ha-poiskim. If we pass in tefillah bizmana mitzvah, it's a machlekes toisvis there in Nida. Right, brings Rabbeinu Chananel pass in tefillah bizmana mitzvah, and Rabbeinu Tar pass in tefillah bizmana is not a mitzvah. As I just read to you from the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like in theory, at least, we pass in tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. Just with tameh, the truth is, tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, men also, when with tameh, would have a mitzvah to be tefillah b'zman. But today we're with tameh anyway, so the whole tefillah b'zman a mitzvah falls off. Now what? What?
It's only for 4 months. That is different. If she has to do tefillah every month.
Right.
Or
she's an Amana, or a Basula, right.
So now what do they do?
Nobody goes. No, they don't go, because Bizman Azeh, we're Tommy anyway, so we're not like Phil Bizman.
Speaking of something,
okay. At any rate, this is the, this is sort of the background of Sif Beis. There's one more piece of background. We're talking now about toiveling in a mikveh on Shabbos. That's what Sif Beis is about. This is the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. Till now, even though the top of the page says Hilchos Nida, maybe the new ones say Hilchos Tefillah. Kuf Tzadik Zayin starts Hilchos Tefillah. Till here is Hilchos Nida. And now begins Hilchos Tefillah, the dinum of going to the mikveh. let's learn the Mechaber and Sif Beis, and I'll try to give it one more piece of background. In Bailo Be'ir, mitzvah litvol bezmana. We hold tefillah bezmana is not a mitzvah al taharis. Nevertheless, in Bailo Be'ir, mitzvah litvol bezmana is a mitzvah to be tevil bezman if the husband is in town. Shalai levat l'piriv yirivya afil laylaecha. In other words, the first night that she's available. Because he not supposed to be mevatel period of erivya afilu leila echad. Mechaber, it sounds like if it's not negayat the period of erivya, if it's, she's already expecting or some other reason that's not negayat, it sounds like from the mechaber that there's no kepeda of tefillah bezmana. But I don't know. There's still a mitzvah to be tevel b'zmana, the lashon machaber notwithstanding.
Is she concerned about redis if she says I'm already pregnant? What I have to rush?
Don't jump to my redis, but sometimes when it's a headache, she doesn't feel well.
Since wake in the week, the country,
that's what we're going to discuss. If somebody has a mitzvah to go that day when the husband's away, we'll talk about that. Umuteres litvah leil Shabbos. Now, here I'd like to explain, there is one chiddush that's going to come out of what we learned today. I'm a lot of chiddushim. One lemaisadik chiddush that'll be a surprise to many. About going to the mikvah on Shabbos, the need of going to the mikvah on Shabbos. There's a sugya in Be'ah Daf Yud Ches. The Mishnah says, we are not toivel kelim on Shabbos. Or Yom Tov. We're not toivel kelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you have a new keli, and you have to toivel it, so we're not toivel kelim. The Mishnah doesn't say a reason. The Gemara brings the Machlokes HaMeiraim. Why? Why can't you toivel kelim? One of the reasons of the Gemara is because of Merzik HaMesakim. Because it looks like you're fixing the keli. Till now you're not allowed to use it. Now you're allowed to use it. It looks like Makabah Patish. Looks like Makabah Patish. Of course there's a question. What do you mean it looks like Makabah Patish? It is Makabah Patish. So we learned Shabbos. You remember a rule? Yeah, the Michas Chinuch has a klal that Makabah Patish has to be a Gashmias Dikatikim. A tikkun and a physical tikkun. Ruchnius tikkun is not makabah patish. It's only merzik misakin. If a bris milah on Shabbos is not misakin, or a tevelin kalim. He has a couple of other examples, things that are halachic. What? Chala maestris, he brings that separate chala is merzik misakin. It's not misakin mamish because it's a spiritual tikkun. He has pulling berries off a hadas, which is possible. Is Makabah Patish. It says there it's because of Hadar. It's a physical thing. Halacha requires a Hidr. If it's mostly berries and meat leaves, it's not called Hidr. It says there's different. But anyway, getting back to what we're talking about, Tovelin Kalim, it's also because of Mefzik and Misakin. So the Gemara asks, what about a person? So how could a woman go to the Mikvah on Shabbos? It's Mefzik and Misakin. So the Gemara answers, Nira Kameka. It looks like she's going in to cool off. Maybe she's hot, so she's jumping into a body of water just to cool off. Nira Kameker. So Tais says, what happens? It's freezing outside. So Tais says, Nira Kameker. Tais says, Nira Kerecher. She got lichluch, pum bum in aderech. Has lichluch. So Nira Kameker means it looks like she's doing it for other reasons. So, and that's your latitude. Cold. Your latitude. So here, this whole simin is based on a Trumas Hadeshim. Trumas Hadeshim, by the way, is simin Reish Tzadik Hei. On your page, there are numerous places where it says, I'm sorry, it's Reish Nun Hei. There are numerous places on your page where it says Reish Tzadik Hei, including the in the Ramah on the top of the next page, it says Trumas Hadeshim simin Reish Tzadik Hei, or I think in the Beis Hillel, Trumas Hadeshim simin Reish Tzadik Hei. On the first page, you'll have it everywhere. The Shach, whoever did the typesetting did a good job. He got all the... he had a bad day. There are a lot of typos on this page. Whoever did it. But anyway... some leftover tzaddik letters. Yeah. Okay. At any rate, the Trumas Hadeshen makes a tumul for the following reason. He says, today we have a minig, which is brought in the Paiskim. Now we don't bathe kemekar. We don't immerse our entire body in water on Shabbos. The din of the Gemara, it's only yasser and hot water. Din of the Gemara, cold water is mutter. We have a minig that we don't immerse our whole body even in cold water on Shabbos. So now the whole nira kemekar falls away. If the whole nira kemekar falls away, it should be yasser for a woman to be tevelas on Shabbos. This is the kasha that bothers the Trumas Hadeshen and is the makar for what we're going to have here this long Ramah. If you look in the Beis Hillel on the side of the page, the Sefer Beis Hillel is always spelled with a yud after the hey. That's to distinguish him from the school of the Tanoim that was called Beis Hillel. And when it's abbreviated Beis Hey Yud, always. To make it clear who it is. Anyway, Beis Hillel, imagine someone writes in a Sefer, Beis Hillel holds, you know, like, is he going to pass it that way? Yeah, I mentioned to you, like the Teres Moshe, the Al-Shuch wrote a Sefer Teres Moshe, some Sefer wrote Teres Moshe. No one calls it Teres Moshe. They call it the Al-Shuch, and they call it some Sefer. So, okay, at any rate, look at the Beis Hillel. I'm a Chumasadesh and Simin, a tribulation and hay. Kamakai idna nira bismanenu. The kuli alma is a hearing shaloi lurchitz klal b'shabbos efel lurchitz benar, even to dip into the nar, bebe mikvah. Avagad v'loi mitzinu isim afurish al zeh. The custom is that we don't immerse ourselves in cold water. Mekomak em aminig hu v'limnaya limnaya. It says you have v'limnaya. V'limnaya. Should be aminig hu limnaya, no? I don't know, the vav of v'limnaya. It seems to be a mistake. Im kain so this man has said, a woman go to the mikvah, you can't say she's cooling off, done this her and lahakir ain't sham. They're relieved. Who had be yantif, nami dinahi. Michalit for kadim yantif, asulit for biyantif. I'm explaining that. What the Chumash Hadeshim writes is a pshara. The Taz is going to call it a pshara bein hashitas. He brings from the Mordechai that the Mordechai holds that we are not toivol. Bisman hazeh, when the mikvah night comes out Friday night, you don't go to the mikvah, there's no nira kameka. The din of the Gemara is that it's always mutter. So the Chumash Hadeshim makes sort of a pshara. He says that when it's tefillah bismana, and I say bismana, I mean today's bismana, a mikvah night came out that night. So then we're makel for her to go to the mikvah. But let's say a mikvah night came out Thursday night or Wednesday night, and she was busy. We'll have to see if a shaygeh counts. Let's just say shaya. A mikvah night came out Wednesday, Thursday night. She's busy. She has to cook for Shabbos. She pushed it off. It's easier Friday night. Thursday night is busy, so she pushed off her mikvah night to Friday night. So on that, the Chumash Hadeshim says you now tevel on Shabbos. Well, only tevel on Shabbos if it's tefillah bismana and it's baila b'ir. Which is a tefillah mitzvah to be able to be with her husband, and it's and she didn't push it off. That's when it's mutter. Now we are going to learn a lot about this. We're going to have a machlokes, the Shach and Taz, machlokes midigam akaymos. What I want to do is read you the Mishnah Berurah. Nothing we say afterwards should confuse what the Mishnah Berurah brings as halacha lamaisa. It's simin shin chavav, sifkat chav dalid. So maybe we'll talk about it. First, we'll talk about women. Noyegais hanashim. This is Mishnah Berurah brings. Noyegais hanashim she'enon toivla shaloi bizmana b'shabbos. The meaning is women are not toivel if it's not the mikveh night. If the mikveh night got pushed off for convenience reasons, you're not toivel on Shabbos. Because we are paiskim the yofa nagu. Since our custom is we don't go into a body of water cold, period. This is the halacha psuk of the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't bring Yeshayim rims. His footnote is Trumas Hadeshen Bishar Paiskin. That's all he says. So this is not a well known thing that if you're pushing off a mikveh night, that you don't push it off for Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Now, there may be variations of this, which we're going to talk about in a minute, but the Stam Halacha Psuka is that you only tevel Shabbos if it comes out that way. If you pushed it off to make it that way, then that's problematic. Now, Derech Agav, the Shaila of men being tevel, there the Mishnah Berurah does bring Chalukei Deis. He brings from the Eliyahu Rabba, Mekomak Imnira, the Mutter Litva Lekiria, you're allowed to be Tevil for Keri, Kivin in his battle at Akon, the Mutter Betar Betfila, Filokaidim Tfila. Since you're allowed to daven and learn, because there's not Tekon, it says it was battle. Imkain Loy Mesli Kimisakin Aydeh Tfila. So what kind of mesik misakin is it? You didn't change anything in halacha lemaisa. In the spiritual world, you changed something. But that's not makom b'package.
It's only, that's only,
it's only so he, the Mishnah Berurah says, talking here about toveling in cold, and about toveling, he says, I'm ashkafti b'bir halacha, yesh machmirin, even in cold, say, v'dein l'chalek ben tova l'shay l'balkari, b'shinog l'haka, say, m'chais b'yadai, but, he says, despashet ha-minig l'hatir. But he says, only in cold, not in hot. Today, there are very few mikvahs that are not hot because chassidim are meikel, and tarvadas they on Shabbos it's a lukewarm mikveh for this reason so that the balkeri could be tovel. There used to be when I went into the neighborhood, the mikveh Rabbi Ziegelbaum's mikveh was lukewarm on Shabbos. I think because there was nobody to go to it. You know, there weren't many tovelim, so I used to go there on Shabbos morning because it was a cold mikveh. Now it became a hot mikveh, so I don't go anymore. So yes, he doesn't see me anymore. I used to stay and learn till the water dried off on Shabbos morning. You're supposed to go out when your hair is wet, but anyway, now it's hot, so you don't go anymore.
It's based on Balatanya, the two things that were accepted, one in Shkita was Sakhin Rutashim, which was big machlokas about very sharp knives in Shkita, and now everybody gets used.
Not everybody, you see them use it, yeah.
And the
other was the hot mikveh. And the hot mikveh. Okay, Tanya says hot mikveh is mutter. It's known that the Gross says there are some things that are chumris and they bring to bikulis. He was against it. And there's in between. I had seen, when I was first married, I asked a friend of mine, how do you go mikveh on Shabbos? So he showed me in the Divrei Chaim, I'm sorry, the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer writes parenthetically, one of his truvis, this which chassidim go to the mikveh, the hot mikveh on Shabbos, hanach lohem b'chulu. So he said, "Hanachlem emeinu neviim b'nei neviim heim." So we were misupik if it means "Hanachlem emeinu neviim b'nei neviim heim," or he means "Hanachlem utu shushaygim v'lo yu mezidim." You know, it depends what he means. So I'm not sure what the answer is. But okay. Anyway. The question is about a kula. If they made a kula, it's the opposite. All right, so you have a Shabbos Hadash. Anyway, this is the Tumul Shulchan Aruch Chav Daled. So this is what we're going to learn about. I read to you the Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to get into it now, into the Pratim. First, I'd like to share with you a separate Tumul, which is in Pesachei Tshuva Beis, about a Nida Tovel and a Hat Mikveh. Now we're talking about a Balkeri being Tovel and a Hat Mikveh. If you read this Pesachei Tshuva, you'll be shocked. First of all, Pesachei Tshuva Beis. First of all, it says, I'm a tshuvas chemdas tzvi. I told you, a printer had a rough day. It's chacham tzvi. How he made a mistake from chacham tzvi to chemdas tzvi, obviously it was an abbreviation, and he changed it.
He wanted to show
the key. Yeah. I'm a tshuva. Now, you're going to read this pishchei tshuva, and I think you're going to be surprised. It's a long pishchei tshuva. Let's see. I'm a tshuva chacham tzvi simiyaraf. Oysel enoshim litvo below Shabbos b'chamin. He says, a woman could go to mikvah on Shabbos, not in hot water. There were people in the bathhouses that heated up fires on Shabbos to make hot water, and they made a gezeira. Now be tovel b'chamin. So therefore, Chacham Tzvi says no hot mikvahs on Shabbos because of doiveres v'tevelas b'al Shabbos b'chamin v'adei isura avda v'shori l'mikri avrayma. Very, very tough about it. Someone who does it, you call an avrayna. Now listen to this eitzah. Hitler nifl be'erev Shabbos mibay yoy b'yemesh v'yishalahem. He says, I have an eitzah. Let her go to the mikveh at the end of the seventh day. Now we didn't learn yet. We're going to learn later. The mikra din, a woman can be tovel when it's still day. As long as she comes home when it's night. She's also a baila till night. So here you have a woman. She holds that kacham tzvi. And she goes to the mikveh, it's only half mikvah, what's she going to do? So let her be toivel right before shkia, or whatever she owes Lila is. So she'll be toiveles, so it's not Shabbos yet. She could be toiveles. And then she'll come home, it'll be night. So that's mutter. So he says, Chochem Echad said this heter, So the Chacham Tzvi doesn't like that either. He says, "Vadei la shapir avid vavar adrabanan." The herich bezel umasa the kasa seif davar lachal amaisa ani aimer eman lito b'chamim b'lel Shabbos b'lei be'er Shabbos shiyam shvi shalahen. She shouldn't be terrible not before shkia, not after shkia, not mikvah. Elatit v'lerim b'tzaynin lel Shabbos ay ba'fagas tzenosam b'lvad asher yikar eleim shem chamin, or lukewarm, it shouldn't be called chamin. Oy titchet filu mitzay Shabbos.
If you want, we have a rule there. Rabbanan zamuta ben hashmashes from Makom Tzairich. So let it be toivel ben hashmashes vaytevena lebateim ad alayla. Yosef bezeh im yedem lahat klal ad kandvarav ayin sham. So Chacham Tzvi is very machmir in this inyan, and he says no hat mikvayis shasat chak. Let her go ben hashmashes. It's a funny thing. Sometimes women go to the mikvah. Especially Friday night, you know, they feel embarrassed, they're going to come home late, people are going to realize, and they, yes, do they have to wait 60 minutes, 72 minutes, I see, make 50 minutes, you're sure. Like the Chacham Tzvi, they should better be Tevel Ben Hashmashes, you know, it's even bigger here than to be Tevel Ben Hashmashes.
That's it.
Because this is a Drabbanon, and like Gazru Drabbanon Ben Hashmashes, Malkam Tzairach, we have such a Kabbalah on Shabbos. So the Gabe being Tevel Bishvi, it's Lail. Ben Hashmashes, even the Klap Yishma Yigalia, it's already Shabbos, but they weren't Geyser. Ben Hashmashes. We know, we assume it's Ben Hashmashes. Because Ben Hashmashes, they weren't Geyser, even if Klap Yishma Yigalia, it is Shabbos, not a Suffolk. Okay, so that's the Chacham Tzvi. Who would have made Kilim? Let's see. I'm the Sefer Beis Lechem Yehuda. Sheviyai who picked back of Ashkosa by Titchat Tfilah Matzai Shabbos. Listen to Beis Lechem Yehuda. He says she says if you only have a hat mikvah for Friday night, better push it off to Matzai Shabbos. Kosa Ramah Mokish Nogel LaHachmir Gam Matzai Shabbos Loi Titfalayin Sham. We're going to have later a Ramah that says if she could have been Tevel on Thursday, now we're not letting her be Tevel on Leil Shabbos, so she shouldn't do it Matzai Shabbos either. Because Matzai Shabbos Yimarchik Hafifa Mitfilah. And it's a ball of base, so we'll get to it. So he says, even Motzei Shabbos don't do it. She could have been Tevel Friday night, then she's not Tevel Motzei Shabbos. She only has cold water, and she can't take it, she can push it off to Motzei Shabbos. All right, so this is not a kula to Tevel Lachamin. So who's the makel to be Tevel Lachamin? Let's go on. I'm a tshuva's divrei Yosef, simsam adal, and heavy devarav, v'hu zal bo l'lamet z'chus ha-minik sh'nogu b'nei sor litfo b'cham b'leil ha-shabbos. Divrei Yosef is l'lamet z'chus, u'hu b'saif en yachadova b'tzarechiyin. So again, we're stuck, we don't have a mekel. I'm a tshuva's noy to be Yehuda. Oh, maybe the noy to be Yehuda will be a mekel. Let's see what he says. I'm a tshuva's noy to be Yehuda tinyana, chelak arachayim simuchav dal chafei, Shuwaya mazir lahabalonim she yitnu hachamin be'erev Shabbos lamikvah ba'ida yom gadol. The Yehuda told the mikvah, people to get a mikvah. Heat it up by yom gadol Friday. Kidei shuktesh likisha techshach lo yiu rak paishrim ube paishrim shari rak lachamin asr. Bad news. The Yehuda is also machmer. He's only mekel on paishrim. Ein shamaydlin yiyantush chali yisperev Shabbos and mutal lohasik tachas ayayu letzarech coffee. So you want to hear this cooler. We don't have, the mikveh is too cold. It's Yom Tov. So we're going to heat up a gigantic pot of water for one cup of coffee. Shishta Yehudi Shevemerchitz. So the Jews there, you're allowed to heat up water for coffee. Hashar, the rest of the hot water, in Yechlozul V'teich HaMikveh L'Tzarech Tevilas HaNoshim B'Leil HaShabbos. And the rest of it, you know, you open the faucet, you take a cup of coffee, and you let it keep on running. Now run into the mikveh. Ein shom mit shuvas tferes tzvi, mit shuvas meir agoyler ben akiva eger, oid al nidin hanal. Vayim mit shuvas chut hashoni, maybe he's the meikel, let's see. Mi yitfilas nosha b'leil ha-shabbos, has mela haski ima litfo ima ba'id yayin. So it's chas yishol to be taibu ima ba'id yayin, mokam shei minik. Um mokam shei noigin kein, ein lasis rak b'shabbos achra amiris baruchu, shekvar nikra shem shabbos alav, avaloi b'chol, afilu acha baruchu. I'm shuvas chinuch b'is Yehuda, Karatagar al aminig that filu b'shabbos achamiris baruchu like noch litvul by yom gadol yeshlim chayis levas al minig zeh. See, they're going on the minig to be tevel early. Say, don't do it. He means bechedis mechshash nefila. If she's afraid, it's dark. Yamdu there about shoshes sogar b'beis afilu by yom. fulfill Ben Shmosh, sorry, Lahadlik I David Khovin, the Amir Lakam Shvus, Khoshus Nevesh, Ben Shmosh, the Sarah Mitzah, the Shamaliat, Lai Hashino, and Dikla Pokshtay Nashim. So basically, we finished this whole Pisrei Tshuva, pretty long one, and we don't have any Mekilin to be Tavel in hot water. Now, before you go home with a new Chumra, the Mekil is a Karben Nisanel Hayadua in Mesech de Shabbos. Karben Nisanel, Peripa Mem Adlikin, I think it's Aishav Dalit, says that he has a Tshuva Arucha that's Matir for women to be toivol b'chamin b'shabbos. That's what he says. Now, Yehuda writes, Nemar Oleinu, the carbon of sound, that he has a tshuva arucha, but I never saw the tshuva arucha. And before you see the tshuva, you don't know, what's he being saimachan, who's he relying on? So Nebbi Yehuda does not want to rely on this shita. The carbon of sound is the gadol hamekilim. There are many gedolei, Gedolim of the 19th century who were Mekel Lamaisa, including Darach Lener and the Ben Ishchai, who were Mekel Halacha Lamaisa to be titled B'chamin. As you know, that's the universal minhag today. When the Mishnah Brura in Shin Chavav Sharat Zion brings Mekol Maka Yesh Lismech B'shas Hatchak Ala Karben Nisanel Chem Yisef Echesel Avraham Daitek HaKarben Nisanel. So he does bring our minig, and in the Mishnah Berurah itself, he says Sarch Lizar Shlo Yurak Peshrim Dim Laikein Asalitva. In the Mishnah Berurah, he brings to the Chayyadam that on Shabbos the mikvah shouldn't be hot, should just be lukewarm. In the Sharet Zion, he says Yeshlusva Bishasat Chakal Karben Esanu. So that we're talking about Tfilas Nida. The whole halacha to be titled b'chamin, not a davar pashut at all. Lamaisa, it's a davar pashut with Mekel, but in the background of it, it's not a davar pashut at all. So for men to be titled b'chamin, after the whole velt tumult, if nashim can be titled as b'chamin, is a rather difficult, very difficult thing. So this is the question of tefillah b'chamin. Again, the lamaisa is Klal Yisrael is makabel the carbon esanel's psak, and the lomdis. What's the carbon esanel's unknown lomdis? So the Achrayim bring the following: Chazal wagoyza on rechitza b'chamin. Tvila is not rechitza. Hashem tvila. The act of tvila is not the same as the act of rechitza. They're similar in that they both involve immersion in water, but when you're rechitz, you wash yourself, and when you're tovel, you dip and you come out. So he says that the gzeira on rechitza is not a gzeira on tefila. That's the carbon esanel svara, and that's what was saimachan. Okay, so was saimachan that for tefilas nashim. The what? Paishrin. Well, Mishnah Berurah says that in the 9 days, a man is always there in tefilas keri. He's allowed to go in the 9 days. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Woman, certainly, vada woman." Yeah. Well, it's not rechitza, but makim mitzvah. Maybe the rechitza shal mitzvah. They were on geyser, just like lichluch. They were on geyser. And rechitza shal tainig. They were geyser in the 9 days. That's not rechitza shal tainig.
That's a soul.
Anybody know the meeting in Eretz Yisrael? You have to ask Bnei Brak. Yerushalayim is today mostly Hasidim. But I don't know. I don't know what the minig is. I imagine if they brought that they have paishim.
And then they have hot meat and cold meat.
They have always. They have hot. The mikvahs in Eretz Yisrael are beautiful, elaborate, because here in America, we're tight on money. We build a mikvah. Eretz Yisrael, they just sent shluchim here, and they have plenty of money. They built nice, fancy mikvahs. And there was a Talmud Chacham came to collect money for his mikvahs. I stay in Azi Abira. I go, I've never seen such a beautiful mikvah. The Shinsky is the most beautiful mikvah. It's all built from American money. Israelis can't afford that. It's just very expensive. What? They charge a lot of money. I tell you the truth. I stayed there in the summer, and I saw the kid asked me if I know there's a mikvah nearby. I said, here's the Shinsky. He says, he came at 10 shekel. I can afford it.
So there's a small shul up the road there. They said it's 5.
I'll send them to you. Okay. One more shayla before we get to the Ikar Amah. We're going to get late. But it's interesting, other tumult, whether a woman should make a bracha, which is tevelas on Shabbos. What's a shayla?
The whole heter, the Gemara says, is near a kameka. The whole heter to be tevel on Shabbos is near a kameka. Magen Avraham says, if you tevel a keli on Shabbos, now a tevel keli. There's an eitzah, my remes for tevelas. If you have a keli, you need it. You have to tevel it. So there's an eitzah to go to the well and take a rope. You're going to tie it, I'm not sure. You loop it around. And you lower the keli to pull up water from the well. Mamela you tevel it. It's a harama. It's not nezik misak, and it's a harama. Magen Avraham says, but don't make a bracha. If you're going to make a bracha, it's the harama falls away. Everyone knows you tevel it. So the Bir Halacha says, im kain, how can the women today make a bracha on Shabbos? It's lechayr. It takes away from the nira kameka. So the Bir Halacha says to make a bracha, but he struggles to explain it. It's a nice Yeshuas Yaakov. Yeshuas Yaakov says a nice Hezbollah. He says, by tefillas kelim, you make the bracha before the tefillah. So when you're tevelin, you make a bracha. It's not near the harama falls away. Tefillas nashim, the women are tevelas, and then they make the bracha. So b'shas tefillah, you have near a kameka. Afterwards they make a bracha, but they already have chaptarayin the heter. So afterwards they make a bracha, so that it's not the same level, at least, of nira. Okay, be that as it may, let's get to the main theme of the Sif. Let's learn the Ramah. But turning back to the first side, with teres litva lel Shabbos, Ramah says, "Em lo yechayla litva kaidem l'chein." So Ramah says, you only table on Shabbos if you couldn't do it earlier. V'dafka, what?
That was like shaggy. We were discussing with the shaggy.
Oh, we'll have to discuss. We'll see we'll see in a minute. The Pesach Tshuva Gimel talks about Shaykh. Im lo yechalit v'kayim. L'chein v'davke im b'ayla b'ir. V'lav hachi yasir. It's not b'ayla b'ir. She wants to tell her Friday night. The b'al is coming up later. It's asir. Im hoya eshala lit v'kayim l'chein. So here's the chumra. If she could have been tevel earlier, k'goyin shahoya achar leida. Now what does that mean, hoya achar leida? So Shuvah Sadeshin says that she was weak. She could have gone to the mikvah, but she's physically weak. She's not ready for intimacy. And she pushed it off. So if she pushed it off, she shouldn't push it off for a Leil Shabbos. Or she could have been tevel. She's in the country. She could have been tevel Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday. Her husband's not there. He comes Friday. She wants to tevel on Shabbos. What's it did? Yeshayimrim shasura litvayel. The first sheet is, that's the Mardechai that she's awesome. Chaynagul mixes makaymas, that's the minig in many cities. Avo b'mokim she'ein minig, ein lahachmir. Says, if there's no known minig, the Ramah says, you don't have to be makhmir. Avo b'mokim she'nagul lahachmir, gamma say Shabbos le'titful. If you're makhmir, if she couldn't be table Thursday, and you're nag lahachmir, not to table Friday, don't table the Mitzvah Shabbos either. Machshay eshul alisbo kaydam lachayin, ein mechikinat filam and achafifa. And she can do chafifa mitzvah Shabbos, but she'll be bohol. So the Ramah says it depends on makim shenagu. The language of the Mishnah Berurah I read to you is that nagu anashim, not that we're not tovel Friday night. Now, in addition, there's a big arichus here in the Shach and the Taz. The Taz and the Bach are machmir ma'id. If you turn back to the bottom line of the Taz, it's a long Taz, but at the end, the bottom line, he says, two lines from the bottom. He brings makom loy nearly lahachmir b'zeb makom loy dog lahachmir akal l'shaynai. He brings the Beis Yosef, which is the Ramah, that makom shloy dog lahachmir can be meikel. And the Taz writes on this chen kas kam b'shulchan aruch the b'minik talya milsa. He means the Ramah. V'dvar of tamuim kivan de lahav Mordechai va ogur b'shem gedaylim. Umariva Mariel, Isrim Lagamila told the Shabbos. The Amachmirim that are under all conditions to be table on Shabbos. Uba Chuma Sadesha Mata Dafka Bloy Hoyav Shatchila. Chuma Sadesha makes Pshara. He says it's Mutti, if you couldn't do it the day before, Abba Be'ef Shara, above Ilab Erev Shabbos. Lama Hikl Ramah Bezeb Makim Shayne Minig. If the place that doesn't have a known Minig is Makel. Bimba Baila Berev Shabbos, Hafilim Hoyav Shur, Vichenach Aleida. Who neged kolhani ravasa? It's against all these gedolim uasered. Gamari chami zalchay lekol ramah bezeh. Here the Taz agrees with the Bach for a change. Umachmir b'chol makay mel shakosav.
The Truma Sedeshin is mashma only if it's Baila Be'ir, and she could have done it beforehand, then Asura B'Shabbos. Avok Shein Baila Be'ir, Uba Be'era Shabbos. Avok Abdo Yev, Shur Kaidim, Uteres B'Shabbos. Ufi Shein Lashem Taib, Lois B'Loi Baila Be'ir. The Bach says that if the husband was not in town on Thursday, he arrived Friday, then that's called Vizmana, because Nashem not Taib, if the husband is not there, who shall I be digged up? The Vadele also can't all das Truma Sedeshin Lahatia B'Zeh. He meant that you could table on Shabbos if you couldn't do it earlier, and the husband is here, then El Tevila. And Chilik made a Baba Erev Shabbos, a Kaidim, a Kamak, and Bina Shay, Bina Shloy, a Yavshim, a Tchila, Litval Bahachi, Yeshlan, who lifts like a Das, Chumas Adeshin, the Dvar Bumutsan, Bina Machmir Lagamri, Vai Mekal Lagamri, the Hain Choshe, Shalav, a Kaidim Shabbos, Beloy Shomainis, Vleitavla Asura Litval B'Shabbos Avilim Bal Bayav Erev Shabbos Chol Shalai Efsher Machmas Eiz Aynes Geni Chumas Adenes Lachani Yesh Lahat Litval B'Shabbos. So Bekitzer the Taz is Machmir Ma'id. The Shach is Mekel, and then the Kudus HaKesef he writes. Now he sees the Taz is Machmir. He sees he should have been more Marich to prove a Kula. So you have one of the biggest Kudus HaKesefs here, who goes through the whole sugya. So we have here a Machloikis. Hapoiskim in whether to be Mekel or to be Machmir. I told you, Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is to be Machmir if she could have been Tevel the day before. Now, they could do Chafifa. Today it's not dark, it's really easier. If they see it comes out, the Mitzvah Shabbos, the Chafazan is Mekel on the Mitzvah Shabbos. So he says that they have to be careful, the chafifa, that's all. I think Ramosha has a tshuva. He says, Bizman hazeh, that the minig is that at the mikveh, the mikveh women check the preparations. So the gzeira of that she'll be mahuma lebesa, and she won't prepare properly, doesn't apply. He says that's how the minig started. You have a woman who's checking, and then the gzeira, there was a gzeira that you have to start preparations with Bayid Yayim. You start at night with Chayshish, that should be the Muhumma Labesa. So Ramosha writes, Bizman HaZeh, that the women in the mikveh check, so that's enough to take away the Chashash, that she'll rush and she'll be Muhumma Labesa. Be that as it may, this is a set of a tremendous nidain. Halacha L'maisa, the Arach Reinim, including the Chachmas Adam, will give an Eitzah. A person who this came out, they could have titled Thursday night, now it's Friday night. They give the Eitzah to be titled Ben Hashmashis, Lamaisa, to avoid getting involved in Machlaikis. You tell Ben Hashmashis and you avoid the issue. There is a Kabbalistic idea that gets thrown in. Now, there is a Kabbalistic idea which gets thrown in here. The Lamaisa in Halach is, as I said, we title Bechamin, even though many Paiskim Aser, the meaning is to be title. We make a bracha, even though it's not so pasha to make a bracha. B'Aloch is matzik. And with Tevel, Leil Shabbos, if it comes out Leil Shabbos, even though the Nerek HaMaker is an issue, you have three issues, but Lemaisa, we're Mekel on all of them. We're just not Mekel. If she could have Tevel the day before, not to push it off to the last night. I should add that in the mountains, it's not fair. Women push off Thursday night's a very busy night, because women whose husbands are not coming up until Thursday night or Friday go Thursday night, even though they could have gone Tuesday and Wednesday. It makes for a tremendous pressure on Thursday night in the mikvahs. They tried, you can't make a kol kairi so easily about these topics. Years ago, they tried to be mefarsim that people shouldn't push it to Thursday night. If it come out Tuesday and Wednesday, they should go Tuesday and Wednesday. It shouldn't cause this backup on Thursday nights. So let me explain. There's a tumult as follows. It's brought here in Dr. Chuvas of Kut and Gimel. It's based on a Shvus Yaakov, who was a Pesach, that he brings, there's an inyan that if a woman, if it's not Baila Be'ir, a pi Kabbalah, she shouldn't go to the mikveh when it's not Baila Be'ir, because the Ruchais, the Shedim, are going to start up with her. Ruchais are going to start up with her if she goes. So who wants Ruchais to start up? So you say, Hapi Aloch, it's better not to. All right, yeah, make healing, you could go. You say the Shedim are going to start up, so you know that's a whole different level of problem. So what? With the hair, well, they start up afterwards, not beforehand.
But at any rate, so this became a thing. Now, the thing is, the Ramah is Beferish Mekel. And Taz and Shach, they're saying that she should have gone Thursday, the week cancel, she can't go Friday. They're saying she should go. No Shaila in Psak Halacha that she's allowed to go. In addition, we find both in Nach and in Gemara that women tabled when the husband weren't there. But Sheva, it says, went to the mikvah, or he was a Mochama. And she went to the mikvah, you'll say, oh, you see what happened. What? So they had to, because they were Isaac and Taris. So they always went to the mikvah to be Isaac and Taris. So Gemara Nida Tezvav talks about Rava's wife went, even though he was in Pumpadisa, he was away. Whatever the Shaklavatari is. So they bring these things as rayas, that this Chumrah it's a Chumrah Yisera. They're very hard to know in these type of ideas, to tell somebody, nobody wants the ruchis to start up. So first of all, we have an idea that nowadays the Shadim are not interested in us. We're not on a significant enough level. We're not so much higher than them that they're interested in us. And also, Nishos Yaakov himself, he says that if she goes, so she should sleep in a room with a tinnik Aisha. That if that night she doesn't sleep alone, that the Shadim won't start up. Shadim start up with a person, Yechidi Balayla. So if she sleeps in a room there with a child, this whole thing doesn't apply. It says if she has no child, she should put a knife under the pillow. How sharp it has to be, he doesn't say. People whose pillow tend to fall out in the middle of the sleep, sure, I don't take any achrayis. I don't want to be sued for this, but that's what says in Shvus Yaakov. Lamaisa, the Apaiskim are all mekel in the sinyum. What's interesting is the Aruch HaShulchan says Nagu, not the table, it's Ein Bai Labir. I do want to add a knetch that is. So whatever your minig is, and I don't start up with Shadim, your minig is this way, is that way, whatever it is. But there's a mistake. Some people understood this to mean that a woman doesn't go to the mikveh if she won't be with her husband that night. Let's say a woman's husband is after surgery. And there's not going to be any intimacy. So she'll have to go to the mikveh. So people think that this thing with the Shadim applies any time they're not going to be together that night. That's not true. The language that it says, if it's Ein Bai Labir, it doesn't say if Bai Labir, but there won't be Tashrish that night. It doesn't say such a thing. And this is should no worse than a Tinnik. Okay. So anyway, that's a clarification. All right, at any rate, so Bekitzer, we didn't get to the Shaila of Peshim, which is in the Bishrei Tshuva Gimel. Maybe it's Mekel on a Pesheya that pushes it off as well. And, what? If she goes Friday night, the Shaila is about Kabbalah Shabbos. So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to the rules of preparation. So we'll look at it.